This charter aims, of course, to address the root causes of wars, put a solid ground for durable peace, and on top of that, address the humanitarian catastrophe that millions of Sudanese people are facing right now. The majority of them live in RSF area after had been deprived from having these assistance deliberately by SAF. And also represent a major leap towards the formation of a temporary government, a government of peace and unity that this coalition plans to form in the near future.
Some people say that you are trying to further divide Sudan by this agreement. What do you have to say to that?
We plan to form this government to bring peace, either by negotiated solutions, which always preferable for us, but also by imposing peace through strengthening our military capabilities and practice our natural rights to defend our people. You know, James, in the past 24 months, we positively engaged in many peace talks. In all these initiatives, unfortunately, failed because of the lack of will from SAF, which maintain constant withdrawal from all these peace talks. So we thought also the political forces and other Sudanese people to take the responsibility and to move forward and to protect the civilians, to address the humanitarian crisis. You know, James, the RSF controls more than 65% of the Sudanese territory, and the more than 20 million people live in the RSF control. All of them have been deprived from almost everything. So the role of this government is to fulfill this gap and to address the challenges that the Sudanese people are facing. Therefore, we call upon the world to address the humanitarian challenges, and also to cooperate with this newly established government to be able to address these challenges.
Let me give you the chance to respond. There are allegations that the RSF has been committing atrocities in the areas under your control. What is your reaction to this allegation?
Of course, we cannot deny the fact that there are serious human rights violations committed during this war. However, the RSF implemented many measures to eradicate these violations. Just for example, the RSF established martial courts to investigate and prosecute the personnel who violate laws. And currently, there are more than 2,000 personnel prosecuted out of about 400 RSF uniform who committed outlaw crimes. Also, the RSF formed an investigative committee to investigate in major crimes in Darfur. But, you know, to stop the violations, we have to stop the war. The violations are only symptoms of this devastating war. And this, one of the core objectives of this government is to stop the war, is to work hard with all peace seekers to put more pressure on the other side to either to come to the table and and reach to a negotiated solutions.
Do you think that setting up a parallel government is the best way to stop the fighting?
I believe so. This war has to stop and has to stop immediately. But with the current deadlock and the absence of the will from the other side, we have no choice but to form this government. First, to address the humanitarian challenges and to protect our civilians from the aerial bombardment. So with the government, we will be able to stop these atrocities, of course.